Hello boys and girls, welcome to another episode on the Letters of Your Chest podcast. It's Daniel here again, and if you can hear the tiredness in my voice, you are 100% correct. I am tired, extremely tired. This past week has been stressful and straining to me physically, emotionally, psychologically, everything. It has been stressful to me. At the beginning of the week, I thought I was going to fall sick. But then, there is nothing good sleep cannot solve. This is a weekending episode. And if this is your first time on the podcast, what we do on a weekending episode is look at episodes that we have, topics and episodes that we have discussed on the podcast in the past week, and what went down in my life in the past week. Yeah, pretty much that. So I think the week started with a popular saying that we have gotten used to, you know, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And I said I recently did not like that saying, because what doesn't kill you would obviously leave you traumatized. It would obviously leave you with memories that you genuinely would want to forget. But then these things do not always happen that way. You cannot just wish a memory away because you did not like that particular memory. So in as much as we want to grow and learn off negative situations and circumstances, let us not be very quick to say what doesn't kill us will make us stronger, because that thing might just traumatize us and not allow us the opportunity to grow, might not give us the opportunity to, you know, move ahead. So what doesn't kill you leaves you traumatized. Do not try to do the crazy stuff. It's most of the time doesn't always work out. Sure, yet, yeah. Then we, I don't want to say disproved, but we looked at a very common law of nature, which is unlike poles attract and like poles repel. And we looked at a situation where that law of nature can be reversed and it would work perfectly. And we said in relationships, in friendships, in whatever shape, aside science, when you tweak that law, it makes so much sense. Like poles attract, unlike poles repel. And I said something on that very episode. I said, no matter how long it takes you to keep moving from one wrong person to another, because that process of moving from one wrong person to another is you getting connected to unlike poles, you would definitely find your match. You would definitely find your kind. Look around your circle of friends today. The way you are behaving is because your friends behave in that particular way. The way you act is because you are around people who act in that particular way. It's not rocket science. So you cannot say, the reason I'm like this is because none of my friends behave like this. No, the reason why you act in a particular way, the reason why you have certain ideologies and mindsets, is because those people whom you surround yourself with have those mindsets too. So in friendships, in relationships, like poles attract, people of the same kind, hey, birds of the same feather flock together. I don't know why this just came to my head right now. I did not say it on that particular episode. But birds of the same feather flock together. You would not see an eagle and a flamingo flying together. It will always be the same eagle and the same flamingo flying together. So that makes my point clearer. I believe that makes my point clearer. Yes. Then we looked at irrelevance. Yes, irrelevance is especially when it's portrayed in a very subtle way, especially when it's portrayed in a positional light. Yes, So you are occupying a certain position. But then if you look at it very well, if you dip it, you'll be like, what exactly am I doing in this position? Am I really relevant in this position? If you are not relevant, if that is just a positional position, if that is just a positional occupying, you are just there because this is a position, this is a title that you must bear. I do not think that is something you would want to do, because you are just irrelevant. People know you that, okay, this person occupies this position. But what exactly does he or she do? Nothing. So it does not sell you well to people in the public. It doesn't put you in the right light. Trust me, you do not want to be that person who is known for being just a figurehead, who is just known for irrelevance. Kick against it as much as possible, even though it will cost you lofty positions, even though it will cost you lofty titles. Try as much as possible to kick against irrelevance in every area of your life. Amen. Amen. Yeah, then we also looked at seeing now. I see now, and the importance of clarity. What clarity does for us, it gives us the opportunity to see things better. Clarity creates that room for new insights, new foresight. You see things through a different pair of lenses. Because if you are always, you know, thinking about something in a particular way, not looking at it differently, it would create bias for you. First of all, it would make you have a certain perception, not just of other people, but of certain things and of yourself in the long run. So seeing things differently, having clarity about a thing, especially when it involves stuff that we are not so conversant with. I think one of the traits of clarity, or one thing that aids clarity, is humility. Yes, because if you are not humble, you would not want to see things in a different way. You would not want to see things in a way that is out of your normal self. So be humble so that you can see things clearly. I hope that made sense. I hope that came out well. Yes. Then on Thursday, Thursday, clean slates are, I remember in nursery school, before we started writing in books, we used to have these slates, and we would start out writing gibberish, jargons, just rubbing our hand with chalk on the slate. But then after every session of scribbling nonsense, our teacher would clean the slate for us and give us the opportunity to start afresh. And that's what a clean slate does for us. It gives us the opportunity to start things afresh. It gives us the opportunity to do things anew. Now, you might say, okay, Daniel, I'm trying to be consistent. I'm trying to build my capacity in this area. But then I have fallen short 2 weeks ago and I do not know how to start again. It's best for you to see a clean slate as an opportunity to have another go at that thing, have a new trial. I do not want to say a second chance, because what if you fall short in the second chance? What happens then exactly? So a clean slate is a new trial at doing something. You are given the opportunity to try a thing again, because you have learned previously that, okay, what I did before did not help me, so I think I can do this thing now in a better way, and you would be fine. Then we looked also at the kinds of message we try to portray, and this does not just apply to content creators, it applies to each and every one of us. I have said this on podcast before, that every niche, every message is driven specifically to a particular target audience. So even though you have a particular target audience in mind, it is very necessary for you to make your message so fluid that someone else who is not quote unquote under that particular audience catchment can listen to it and gain insight and be blessed. Yes, I do not, for lack of better word, be blessed from that message that you tried to pass. Be inspired, be encouraged by what you shared. Do not make your message so streamlined that it just suits your audience. That's why today adults can watch cartoons. Why? Not just because they are funny. Not all cartoons are funny anyways, but because they are done in a way that, yes, they are done with children in mind, but they're also done with, okay, a parent might want to watch with the child, and you know, it would just make so much sense to make it relatable to that parent. And so a new target audience has been created for that particular message. Then yesterday we had a releasing episode. I have forgotten that I was supposed to do that, I think 3 days ago, but we're here now. And this was something I did, I think, last year. How we see people do certain things, and we're like, ah, oh God, when will I be able to do certain things? When will I be able to do this stuff that this person who I look up to is doing? Instead of you to shout, God, when, why not go and ask for workings? Why not go and ask for help? How did you do this thing? What challenges did you encounter on the way? That is a more better approach in, you know, solving your Godwin problems. I said on the podcast on Thursday, I think, that I would be taking a break. Not a break per se, sure. So I'm going to camp. By the time I listen to this podcast, I'm already in camp. Yes. And I will be in camp for 7 days. Yes. Now, a friend of mine who was on the podcast sometime this year, Dawn, is going to be on the podcast again for the entire week. Now, after Dawn is done, don't mind me. After Dawn's session is over, I would also have 2 other friends, but I won't tell you the arrangement for that now. I'll just leave you to enjoy Dawn's session this week. Trust me, I have listened to these episodes and they are fire. They are stuff that you like, Daniel, oh yeah, don't come back to the podcast again, because really, they are very, very wonderful stuff. And I believe that as I enjoyed them, you will also. So there you have it, beautiful people. There you have it, boys and girls. This week has been beautiful to me. I won't even lie, this week I have learned a lot of things. But then the stress, oh my God, the stress was something else. But I wouldn't have it any other way. I wouldn't have it any other way. I wanted to sit you here for me again tomorrow, beautiful people. But at this moment, I don't know when next you'd hear from me. But whenever you hear from me, till you hear from me, be good, be true to yourself, and stay safe. Ciao.